Johnny, you've had a very successful career and many memorable hit records. I always enjoyed your very first one, which was Dreamy Eyes, which made the chart not once, but twice. And you also had It Keeps Right On A-Hurtin', and Without You, Talk Back Trembling Lips. And, of course, the biggest one of all, which came out in 1960, and it was Poetry in Motion. Could you tell us the story behind that song?
Well, Poetry in Motion was written by Paul Kaufman and Mike Anthony, and they had a writing studio near a girls' school. And this particular day, they were writing, and they weren't having any luck whatsoever. And so they took a break, and they just kind of stood by the window, just hoping some inspiration would come to their mind. And they just looked at the girls walking by. It's kind of like the song, watching all the girls go by. They said, wow, look how pretty those girls are. That's Poetry in Motion. And the other guy said, well, listen, we haven't written anything today. Why not write about something that's fun and beautiful? Let's write about these girls. Let's write about Poetry in Motion. So that's how it was written. And what I saw in the song, Poetry in Motion, I always felt was like if you could take a mirror and hold it up to all of the great qualities, the way they move, the charm, their smile, that intangible quality that makes them really like angels. So special, so bright, so quick, so captivating. And to me, that song touched a lot of those things. It has become a number one record all over the world, places like Scandinavia, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, England. It all went to number one, and I do these countries pretty regularly.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry. Poetry in motion. Poetry in motion. I would change. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice.